radio time. Today from John Stratton in Hollywood with John Stratton, his orchestra, with Gary Cooley, Chris Henderson, and those guests, Les Paul, Joe Frisco, and the Andrews sisters. And here's one of the Crosby brothers.
Which one?
Bing.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
The bright one. I know my own name, don't I? Howsoever, the Charioteers, fresh from the triumphal engagement in Las Vegas, where they broke even, are back in the fold and ready to work. We're blending what we think is the bright opening entitled Uncle Remus Ford. You're going to come in large, I think. For the information shop, I doubt if Uncle Remus could tell how the 1201 got that way. They didn't have radios then.
Well, Uncle Remus wouldn't need to know anything about radios to play the 1201. It's such a strength even a five-year-old child can play it. Don't think Uncle Remus would be interested in the easiest way to play records ever invented?
So could he slide a platter of cane, pone in, and play it automatically?
Well, naturally, if the song were to easily tone.
I had an old platter of Frank Sinatra's handy. I'd drape it over your ear.
You can pick any platter you like, Bing. My point is that if you think to play any kind of platter on the 1201, 10-inch, 12-inch, makes no difference. The 1201 adjusts itself automatically to either size record. Now, do you see why I've been saying you can play the 1201 blindfolded?
But could you be blindfolded and still finish this commercial before it's time for the little children to go to bed?
Yes! It takes just a few seconds to the so-called dealer to demonstrate that the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin records on. No meters to change, no fussing, lids, controls, or phonons. Try out the 1201 tomorrow. It's the most original radio invention of the year from Philco, the leader.
The clock flies now before the program is over to start introducing our guest. The first of whom is Les Paul. But Les goes to a guitar, as I imagine, is exactly what a guitar likes to have done to it. Some time ago, Les and his group collaborated with me on a record, and we would like to do it now in person, so to speak. Shall we not? We've got to get me somebody to love, Les? Could make the thing fast, ain't it? I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find a new time and nothing for me. One who
I think you've forgotten, Joe, that I sold my horses.
Anyhow, you doing all right, Sonny? How are you making out?
Well, Sonny, I lose 200, and soon as I got the yard in my hand, but this afternoon I had a big day. I lose $400.
Well, by the way, you gotta give up betting on horses.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's my bread and butter. It's my living.
Anyway, Joe, tell me what I think I'm going to do. I think I'll lend you that $20.
Okay, it's your funeral.
All right, let's go on. There's 10, there's 5 over there, 15, 16, 17, 18. And I've only got 19 bucks, Joe. That's all your dollar.
That's okay. I thought you weren't losing time, eh? You're a lot.
I'm doing well, boy. Oh, there, Joe. Somebody told me you used to do a vaudeville act with four chickens.
Yeah, I did a night with four chickens.
Good act?
Oh, they laid them in the aisle.
Look at that.
I sold three of the hens.
You did?
I just got two of the one hen.
What kind of stuff did you
do? Well, thanks, Frankie. You stopped the show every night.
What? How did you do?
You jumped up a table on one leg. The back end of the table with the one leg, and did a back somersault with the one leg, and a front somersault with
the one leg.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a one leg.
Yeah, but on Francis, at a given day, something happened.
What time you ate the ass?
No, I ate the leg the chicken didn't use. So long, Ben.
That's a whole lot of stuff. What's the matter? What happened?
Richard wouldn't open the door.
I got Richard. Got Richard hold up for the winter, doesn't it? Now to get on with things musical, we call upon a young man who plays the piano, using only the fingers of his two hands. He steps to the ballroom now, takes his mittens off, while the dangle from the string around his neck, he removes the handkerchief which is pinned to his gray purple blouse. Wipes his brow and takes his seat. He's not to skip anything about to play the very part of you. That was as bright and shiny as the copper chips on the toes of the sea. Now to get to some other old friends and talented crew, here's a rose out the top carpet for the Andrew Fisher party, Maxine and Laverne.
Okay.
See, you're looking now.
Oh, pardon me, I didn't mean to spoil.
Oh, no, Laverne means that you look so healthy and rugged.
Well, I've been out in the open air. I was bear hunting this weekend.
Any luck?
Got away from four bears. Did pretty good in the fowl department, though, until I had a little trouble with my bird dog.
What was the trouble?
I caught him taking a bribe from a pheasant.
That sounds incredible.
If you don't believe me, that's Chubby Jan who was calling my powder horn.
Who is Chubby Jan?
It's the biggest liar in Hollywood.
Oh, that's so right. Hey, I believe you
should
make a great
change. Yes, he is. Anyhow, girls, supposing we all go into a huddle and come up with a tune for our small but select radio audience.
Shall we do a new one, or one we've done together before?
I just kind of get into the swing of an oldie. First, how about South America, take it away?
Oh, that isn't such an old tune.
I know, but it led a very fast life.
Oh.
South America, John.
We're in the land of the hot dog stand. We are the mama and the good human man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them. To beat the band.
South America, bubbly, bubbly, oh, bubbly. One thing you can do, oh, you can do. Beautiful, beautiful, oh, Lord, what you can do. Beautiful, beautiful, oh, I got a great idea. We got that American flag.
Take back your standard. I'm your rumba, I'm your cowboy. I can't keep moving now, my statue, I'm any longer. I may be laughing down, and little down, I've been stronger. I, but all the taken to the second, and the taken to the second, and the taken to the second. Take a bath, my spine's out of whack. There's a stain so far in the back of my car. It's a roller wash. I got my bumps now. I'm going on a high street somewhere.
They couldn't get away.
Well, what is
a big musical. It costs Bob a lot of money to produce it.
But only.
Yeah.
You know the part in the picture where Hope and I get lost in the jungle? Well, the jungle is out. He's shooting that scene in Colonna's mustache. He's even saving all the little pieces of film that are being cut out of the picture.
Well, what's he going to do with all those scraps of celluloid?
He's going to have them smoked and sell them on street corners during the next trip. Anyhow, George, Bob has given us permission to do a preview of one of our numbers in Road to Rio. Don't tell you don't have to know the language. This scene could ultimately be a mile smash, and I think that it's right as John, the poet boat, and James High Flyer Van Heusen have included much valuable advice to travelers for literature. What is a musical devil to this story? Hmm? So they not a girl?
I could be a girl.
Thank you very much.
hope we do it as well on the set as we'll do it tomorrow. If we don't, hope we stand it all in the corner and make you say, I have a bad, bad boy job back.
If any time you take the road to Rio, take along that sensation you say for portable. It's good company on the road anywhere, and you don't have to know the language to enjoy the world of radio entertainment it brings you wherever you go. Mighty handy for travel, too. It uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. The same kind of circuit torso used for field communications equipment. So, it's smaller and more compact. And what a powerhouse for reception. Get your stations that are hard to tune in even on big sets. Plays on trains, plays on planes. Requires no special aerial of any kind. And when you hear that rich tone, you forget all your previous ideas about portable radio performance once you listen to this new streamlined filter. And you're getting two radios in one. A home radio you can plug into the house current, plus a lightweight portable that plays on its own long-life battery. It's brand new all the way through. And it's a so-so, famous for quality the world over.
Chip Thomason will join me now, and so will I. Why do the stars adore you? Although they're lonesome for you, they give you the sky. By the way, so would I. Think how the raindrops miss you. They hurry down to kiss you and hope for a sigh. By the way, so would I. For tonight, but before leaving, I'd like to say that the fabulous Dorsey, the musical picture concerning the lives of Sarah Bacon and Jumping Jim Dorsey, is having its world premiere in Philadelphia this week. Al Jolson will be our guest next week, and we should barber a few ballads, old and new, for your approval. Anyhow, I want to thank you, Andy Sisters, and Les Paul for appearing with me this evening. And Joe Sister, Joe, thank you for dropping in, too.
You needed me,
as always. Good night.
And franchise in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murder on the Fringe. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, Don Scott Starling, his orchestra, the Jerry Pierce, Dick Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, the one and only Al Jolson. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.